Welcome to the New Ideas Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing international speaker, Miss Laura Rubenstein. Laura, won't you take it from here?
Hey, Tanya, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I love this topic of new ideas, big ideas, and helping people be bold with their ideas, get them out there. And as many of you may know, I'm a digital media marketing mentor. I have a digital agency, media marketing agency, and I also am founder of the Social Buzz Club. In fact, since I love webinars and audio interviews and training sessions, I actually put together a little PowerPoint. Those of you who are listening to the audio won't see it, but for those of you who are live with us here today, it'll just be another visual for you to track along. But anybody who's listening in will be able to certainly get the whole gist of today. So you inspired me, Tanya. The topic I came up with to bring to the Big Ideas Summit is providing a revolutionary approach to marketing your big ideas. So many of us have great ideas. We have passions. We have missions in the world. We have ways that we want to impact people in our lives, and we have so much good to spread. And you know what? I'm a big fan of spreading positive energy, as I know you are too, Tanya, and many of you out there. So if you're resonating with that, spreading your best energy, bringing more positivity into the world, helping people who need a hand up and some more insight, this time is for you. So let's do this. I'm going to talk today about how to take those big ideas and make them compelling. And I call that your perfect pitch for your idea. Then how do you serve up your ideas to the masses? I'll kind of talk about that. We'll go through a few things. Then how to get that done well so you're not so stressed out and it works. And it works so well because we're going to give you some simple steps to monetizing your great ideas. Sound good? Everybody in? On board? I'm excited. So what are your big ideas? That's the first step. What is the impact you want to make in the world? I mentioned that. You may have had a light bulb moment somewhere along the lines. Whose lives you want to change? A lot of people are in the health and wellness field, or they're in the personal transformation field. They have revolutionary products that will make people's lives easier. I'm working with one company that has a light therapy product, and it's going to transform the way people can feel good about sanitizing and healing pain and all kinds of things you can do with light and light therapy. I have clients that I've worked with who are thought leaders and write books and want to help people have better experiences when they travel or heal themselves and using holistic shifts in your lifestyle. I've helped people lose weight. I mean, what is the big impact you want to make in the world? And I encourage you to write that down. This is like, more than just listening to great stories today. This is actually, let's work on your business too. Let's create this signature idea for you. A lot of people will help you write a signature talk, but it has to start with a foundational passion, a foundational shift you want to cause for people. Whose lives you want to change. That's really the key. The key is not what you're an expert on, okay? The key is actual, and this is a lot of experts make that mistake. What you're an expert in is great, but nobody wants it straight out the bat. People don't want your quantum physics revolutionary technique. They really don't, but they want the result from that. So you have to clarify two things. Who will benefit from your expertise, your widget, your product, your service, time with you, your wisdom? Who? So you want to clearly identify that, like to the point where you could write a story about their daily life. They wake up in the morning. How do they feel in their body? Is there pain? Are they dealing with some stresses? Do they wake up in the middle of the night? Do they have a plumbing problem that your widget fixed? What is the deal? Do they have kids that and what ages are they? So that is called creating a brand persona. Some people call it an avatar. Other people call it the ideal client. Doesn't matter to me what you call it. Just define it. Who will benefit? Okay, that key word, benefit. That is very key. What benefit will they get? What result will working with you, using your product, give them that they care about? You know, oh, they're going to learn this quantum transformation process. They don't care about that. They care about the result of the quantum transformation process. You must be able to speak that. Otherwise, it's going to sound like wah, 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 quantum, wah, wah, quantum, this, a transformation to somebody. And they are like glazed over, and your big idea, your new idea just fell flat. And that would be a sad day if it falls flat. So you must know the key things that they're craving. You also must, therefore, you must change your mindset to theirs. Whose success are you in it for? What success are they going to reap from working with you, from buying your service, your program, your book? Define their success, okay? So that your want, want, want becomes, you know, that stress you feel every day. Would you like to never have to deal with stress again? Would you like to wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and so excited for your day that you just can't help yourself and you manifest naturally? Check out my quantum process for transformation. You see, now they can hear you. Why? Because you just spoke right to their experience. You put it in context for them. You helped them have hope in an area perhaps they were hopeless. You help them access something they've been wanting. So when you're in it for their success, you will have success. Thus, you need to know what they're craving. And define that starts with defining their what's going on in their life, right? So I wish I had time to go through how you do that. I do that with my clients. But I did put together a free gift that you can download and begin to start thinking about how to speak to their cravings, with this book called Find the Crave, How to Craft Messages That Magnetize Clients. It's yours free at transformtoday.com/cravebook. One word, crave book. transformtoday.com/cravebook, all lowercase. So if you go there, you'll get that book, Find the Crave, How to Craft Messages That Magnetize Clients. All right. And then so that's the first step into bringing your big idea. The next step is build your tribe, people. You know, it's one thing to put yourself out on social media, and it's another thing to grow a community. So, yes, you want to put yourself out on social media, number one. You want to optimize. You need to learn the steps to optimizing your social media pages, your groups, your accounts, and integrating them. Make sure they link back to your website. They link back to other places online, like your LinkedIn links to your Twitter, your Facebook links to your website, and to your main personal profile has a link to your Facebook page. Your Facebook page might even link to your Facebook group if you have one. Groups are a great way to start building a tribe, by the way. You do have to have a vision for it. You do have to have, you just don't throw up these tactics like just because I said so. Okay, you have an integrated strategy. I'm going to talk about that next. But social media, once you optimize it, then you can start building your tribe. And you can start doing, here is the very awesome opportunity you have right now. And I think, Tanya, you'll agree with me, is live streaming. Live streaming, in fact, so Facebook has Facebook Live now. YouTube has YouTube Live. You can even stream and do videos and upload videos that you live stream on Facebook onto Twitter and Facebook. Twitter has Periscope or Twitter Live. You can go live on all these places, but then you can repurpose those videos as well. And you can try them all. But really where you want to go is where your market is. So the one thing you can do on live streams which Tanya, I know you do really well, is interview other people. And I call that giving influence to others, because you're basically a third party endorsement of their great work, right? So when you interview somebody else, you're showcased as an expert yourself because you're asking the questions and you're putting on the show. And then you're giving influence to others because they are now available to your audience. You're sharing them with them. You're giving them that third party recommendation that, hey, everybody, this is somebody you want to look to. And that person may give you back influence by sharing about that. Like today, Tanya, I shared about the summit. So I'm giving the PSA, the Public Speakers Association, lots of good influence by saying, hey, everyone, join us now. We'd love to have you on our show, you know, and we'd love to have you watch our show. And then you could even offer them the interview to be interviewed if they qualify. So you'll want an interview onboarding process. Doesn't have to be anything complicated. A nice little form getting the specific details you need would be great. The next part of building your tribe is about showcasing others' great content. So, you know, a lot of people start out, they don't have a lot of their own content. That's okay. Curating others' great content is a perfectly acceptable methodology of building your tribe and influence. Okay, again, it's giving influence to others because you're sharing their great work. You're saying, hey, this person has some great ideas. And you're becoming known as a resource of curated content, of great content. You can intermix it with your own content as well and position yourself not only as a great resource and hero to your audience, but also as a thought leader yourself. So one of the ways to get other people to showcase your ideas and also a way to find great content is to use one of the platforms that I put together, which is Social Buzz Club. It's a content sharing network of influencers who repost each other's content and love to give each other this kind of influence. So you might check out socialbuzzclub.com to give and receive influence social media by sharing each other's content to social media. I'm going to get into what I mean by content in a minute. But you want to have, to do it well, to do all this that I'm talking about well, is to have a strategic plan that's integrated, that makes sense for you. You don't have to do everything I'm talking about. We need to talk about what works for you. So you can take the list of ideas you get from today, but then we have to map it onto your business. Time do you have to do this? What resources do you have? And what's going to give you the highest visibility? Because visibility will lead to engagement. Engagement leads to conversion. Conversion leads to more sales. And that's what we're going to talk about next, is how do you actually get monetize this, right? So by the way, I do have a blueprint for you on putting together a strategic plan. It's called my Savvy Social Media Marketing Blueprint. And all you need to do is go to transformtoday.com. That's my blog, by the way, and you can see some of the content that I put out. I'm pretty busy putting out other people's content and helping them with that. But I do have quite a nice blog there at transformtoday.com. And you'll see at the top there that we have the Savvy Social Media Marketing Blueprint. Now, I'm sharing with you the downloads that I have for a very particular reason, because it's one form of content. The second form is blog posting. The third form we talked about is social media posts, which could be links back to your blog and also could be other things like tips, right? So a lot of people put out tips and they put graphics with them. And now the big trend is short little 5 to 15 second videos just of a tip. So basically it's a graphic that plays as a video. There are easy ways to make that. And you can make them into what people call GIFs or GIFs, G-I-F-F. And those are the little also animated graphics that you see. They get a lot of attention. So if you have a way to generate this, or you want to learn how to generate and you have time, those are some pretty savvy strategies or tactics you can use for getting content out there. We'll talk more about an integrated model. I just want to throw out some great ideas for you because your big ideas deserve to be showcased in many ways, whether it's a downloadable blueprint or ebook or white paper or case study, or it's a social media tip series, or it's a video series, or if it's a live stream, or there's infographics. And by the way, you could take one piece of content and make it into multiple of what I just said. You could take one piece, and I'll talk about that also in a couple of minutes. So let's talk about, so how do you actually get to monetize? Now, a newbie to social media or somebody who's not really working a strategy might think, oh, I'll just go put out my book, go buy my book. That may work for, you know, one day. It's not going to be an ongoing, you can't just say to people, hey, buy this every day, buy this today, buy this tomorrow, buy this the next day. Just, it's not why you're on social media, right? So think about, why are you on social media? You want to connect with people. You want to find out what's going on. Now, one of the things that's very natural to human beings is this fear of missing out, on information, on somebody who's the who's who in the industry or in an area you're trying to learn about, some great resource or tip that you want to use in your business life. So people go to social media so they don't miss out. So what are they missing out on? They might be missing out on or will no longer miss out on if you can supply it to them. That's what you want to be serving up. And it could be those free downloads. It could be blog posts. It could be tips. It could be some fun. Also, they're there to have fun and get entertained. So sometimes sharing entertaining content is great, informative and entertaining. So you know what have sent you down the rabbit hole on social media. So see what little rich rabbit holes you could create for people. And so the pitfall is please avoid direct selling on social media and really do value-based selling. So values-based selling is content marketing, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. The best practice is to build relationships, and using content will do that. It'll build your authority and it will build your trust. And here you go. Here's my content marketing basic model. Okay. Content marketing is based on the fact that buyers go through a journey and people who buy from people they trust that they have developed a relationship with. And that's why I said the best practice is to build relationships. Okay. How do you do that online? We have to translate what you do offline to online. A lot of people have resistance to using social media for business or for anything, actually, because they're like, it's too noisy. It's about people and their cats or their lunches or whatever. Or it's all negative or it's political. Well, you know what? The only way to change that is to be different, to be there and to put up what it was really valuable, because I really think we can use social media for social good and for contributing to people's lives and to adding more positivity. So we need your positive energy out there on social media. Please, please, please be there. We need it, because if you don't go there and we just let all the negative people go there, then that's what's being spread. And people are there. Millions, if not billions, are there. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, Social Media Myths Busted, The Small Business Guide to Online Revenue. Because in Social Media Myths Busted, I talk about all the resistance you have. And that, you know, all the things that you said, it's a waste of time. I don't need any more friends. Don't know what I'd say. I don't have anything valuable to say. There's only negative political things online. Whatever it is, those are the myths that I address and get you really inspired to create a movement on social media for the things you're passionate about and for the impact you made. And that's why I started this whole presentation off with, what is the impact you want to make? So at the bottom of this arrow, look at this. Choose your impact topics. What are the things that you could serve up that people would find valuable? What are go to the questions you get asked. Answer those questions. Create blog posts. Create tips and graphics. Create those videos or infographics. So you could actually create one blog post on an impact topic. and then create an infographic around it. You could do a live stream interview or a live stream summary about it. You could then make some tips out of it. You could then repurpose it on LinkedIn by posting an article with the first paragraph and a summary of it and say, to read more, go to my blog. And then once you create it and publish it, you want you and your tribe to promote it. Okay, and they use the promotion things I talked about. You could also put some social media advertising behind it. Once you see what's performing well on your social media sites, then you'll want to put some money behind the things that already are performing the best. And we talked about repurposing that content over time. So that's how you build authority and trust. Now, here's the one thing that's going to make the difference between your content working for you and not. It's called calls to action. That will monetize your blog posts. So you have this great blog post on the quantum transformation process for relieving stress in 6 easy steps. Okay? So relieving, it could be 6 steps to relieving stress in 6 easy steps. And you have all this stuff about how stress is caused, how it works in the body, what they can do, some tips. And you also have, oh, by the way, there's this quantum process. So it's more about them, their problem, and the solution than about you and what the quantum process does. But, big but, or I really should say and, on that page are some key links to help them learn more about the quantum process, to have a free consult about this quantum transformation process, this made-up example for, and or a downloadable ebook on the sidebar about how to relieve stress. You know, they want the quantum process audio series or video series that you put together they can opt into. Once they're on your email list, you can then start nurturing them through email and eventually getting them to buy. You could start them to buy something small, a $7 item, then a $27 item, then a $97 item. And or consult with you. So the calls to action are your keys. You strategically place them in your content that has people saying, you've given me so much, how can I get more of you? I actually feel like paying you, okay? And once you do that, that is the revolutionary approach, is making these relevant, not just any random calls to action. That keyword in the middle, relevant, is really, 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 really important, okay? Because I really want to see you all monetize and get your big ideas out there, your new ideas getting traction for you. So I know we're getting short on time. I do want to let everybody know that you can, let's stay connected. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook. Twitter is Coach Laura. Facebook is Coach Laura R. And the other Instagram, Coach Laura R. And certainly, if you would like to find them, craft the message and the strategic plan that is right for your big idea, your new idea, I do have a consultation, and I'm for the Public Speakers Association, those people who are listening right now, I will be happy to discount it as a favor to you, Tanya, and to the audience that I want to support here at Public Speakers Association. So if you go to transformtoday.com/crave and you want that consultation, you can have 50% off, which is huge. I don't do this for everybody. And you just use the coupon code CRAVE50. Crave 50 at transformtoday.com/crave. So that's how you can talk to me. And I love getting excited about other people's new ideas about how they want to generate, reinvent themselves, or generate a whole new level of their business. So let's take you to the next level. And if you would like support, I'm here for you. So thank you so much, Tanya. It's been great being here.